This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to charges he ripped off donors in an online fundraising scheme to build a southern border wall. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Prosecutors say Bannon and three associates ripped off donors who contributed more than $25 million to build part of the wall. The criminal charges say much of the money never made it to the wall, instead enriching the men, including Bannon, who was pulled from a luxury yacht off the Connecticut coast. He's the latest in a long line of Trump associates who've been prosecuted, though the president was quick to distance himself from his former aide and the scheme.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating.
The president did tell reporters he feels very badly about the situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge on Thursday cleared the way for Manhattan's top prosecutor to get President Donald Trump's tax returns, rejecting a last-ditch attempt by Trump's lawyers to block a subpoena issued to his accounting firm. The president's lawyers immediately appealed U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero's decision to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Marrero's ruling echoed his prior decision in the case that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court last month. At the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the decision, saying it is an ongoing part of a witch hunt.
Well, the Supreme Court said if it's a fishing expedition, you don't have to do it. And this is a fishing expedition. But more importantly, this is a continuation of the witch hunt, the greatest witch hunt in history.
The Supreme Court had returned the case to Marrero to give Trump's lawyers a chance to raise other concerns about the subpoena issued by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, Jr. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for the U.S. presidency in a few hours in a speech that is expected to lay out his vision for the country as he seeks to defeat President Donald Trump in November's election. The 77-year-old former senator and vice president during the Obama administration will deliver the speech in an event center in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. While the center will be mostly empty, Biden's speech will be delivered before his largest audience since the coronavirus pandemic forced him off the campaign trail in March. The speech, on the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention, comes after nearly 50 years in public office and two failed attempts to win the White House in 1988 and 2008. The Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council on Thursday. It sets the stage for a showdown in the world body that could lead to a crisis of credibility for its most important and powerful institution. None of the other Security Council members believe the United States has the legal right to demand the reimposition of the sanctions because President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018. Russian opposition politician and President Putin's longtime foe Alexei Navalny is hospitalized in a coma. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
His allies believe he fell ill from deliberate poisoning because of his political activity. Navalny felt unwell on a flight back to Moscow from Tomsk, a city in Siberia, and was taken to a hospital after the plane made an emergency landing in Omsk. Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, said she believes he must have consumed something from tea he drank at an airport cafe before boarding the plane. During the flight, Navalny started sweating and asked her to talk to him so that he could focus on the sound of a voice. He then went to the bathroom and lost consciousness. Navalny is currently being treated at the Omsk Ambulance Hospital No. 1. He's in a grave condition. Doctors at the hospital remain tight-lipped about his diagnosis. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of workers seeking U.S. unemployment benefits rose back above 1 million last week after 2 weeks of declines. Employers are advertising fewer job openings with unemployment still in double digits. Many businesses and consumers remain paralyzed by uncertainty and restricted by coronavirus lockdowns. For more, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Lowe.